Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three guards and a captain at Rikers have been suspended. This is after an 18-year-old inmate was found unresponsive last week at the city jail after an apparent suicide attempt. The correction department is investigating reports that at least five officers did not act for 7 minutes while the teen tried to hang himself. The New York Times is reporting that several of the officers actually watched the whole thing.
The president of the Correction Officers Union is saying, don't be too quick to blame the accused officers.
Every day we have inmates faking that they're going to hang up. Every day we are talking inmates down, cutting inmates down. No one knows what was going on with those correction officers for 7 minutes. You don't know, and neither does the New York Times.
Elias Husam-Mudin says the inmate never should have been in the jail in the first place. He should have been in a hospital. Mudin says correction officers receive only 8 hours of mental health training, but should receive a whole lot more. The New York City Department of Investigation is now taking a long, hard look at the case. The alleged incident happened November 28th. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Wins News.
The teen remains hospitalized in a medically induced coma. His lawyers at the Legal Aid Society say once he recovers, the parole violation charges against him should be dropped and he should be released from custody.